Me and Marcia are trying to work through our differences. She said she landed on that man's dick.
Did she land on that man's dick? Or did that man's dick land on her? Anyway, enough of that talk.
For the taste that can't be beat, we've got the best cuts of
music.
So you're feeling real low. You got nowhere left to go. And your money is tight. The ladies won't buy. You better pick yourself off the floor. Hop, step, now brush the door. Cause we got a little place to live by. Where the rhythms are high.
You're listening to the Best Cuts of Music, Edition 58.
Savings and loan, we're speaking loudly and we're clearly on a megaphone. There's a red can, there's a blue can, there's a bright white can. There's a red can, there's a bright white can. So take your left thumb and twist it in your right hand. You can see the dress around it, so just turn yourself in. We ain't asking again. We bought a lot of patience, but it's all wearing thin.
You. Best cuts of music is recorded before a live studio audience.
Hey, yeah, no, you want to use 2 cups? No, don't use. All right, fine. Yeah, use 1 cup. Sure. I mean, if you don't want your cake to set, yeah, go ahead. Oh, you're gonna impress everybody. Don't say I didn't tell you so. Oh, add vanilla. Why not? Be my guest. Wait, oh yeah, hold on a sec. Hold on. Come in.
Hey, Sam.
Hey, Robbie. What are you up to? Hold on, it's Robbie. He's at the door.
Oh, I thought I'd come over and bring by the spackling that you wanted to work on your exercise room. Who's that on the phone?
Oh, it's Jessica. Yeah, all right, fine. Well, send me a photo of it. Yeah, I want to know how. All right, bye.
Well, that's nice. You guys sound like you're doing pretty good.
Yeah, we're doing all right. We're doing all right. Better than some couples. You know it?
Yeah, well, me and Marcia are trying to work through our differences. She said she landed on that man's dick.
Did she land on that man's dick? Or did that man's dick land on her? Anyway, enough of that talk. How's your day been?
It's been great. I was at the drugstore earlier and I ran into this guy. He said he's got this great business opportunity for me.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's selling...
You've been looking for one of those.
I have been. I've been looking for get-rich-slow schemes for half my life. They're called friendship bracelets, or FBs. You give them to your friends, you trade them. Maybe you're feeling like your friendship's a yellow today. You give your friend a yellow bracelet. Next day, it's a red. You give them a red.
Well, that sounds like a fantastic business opportunity. I've been trying to get this job where I stuff envelopes for weeks now, and I just can't get the people to call me back.
Well, you know, luckily you got your computer survey job to fall back on. How's that going, by the way?
It's going okay. I think part of the problem is trying to get people to take the survey.
Did you win your Xbox yet?
Nope, haven't won my Xbox yet.
You know, you gotta win your Xbox, Sam. If you don't win your Xbox, you can't put it on Craigslist, and you can't make money off of it and pay the rent and eat food.
It's hard to do that in these tough economic times.
That's for sure.
Hey, I was going to show you something.
What's up?
You know that really rare, valuable stamp collection that my mom gave me?
Uh-huh.
Well, I traded it for these four bazookas. What do you think?
Oh, this is great. With all the terrorism going on in the world, there's a huge market for illegal arms. We can make a fortune on these things. Stick with me, Sam. With your items and my brains, we could reach the stars.
Or at least 400 meters.
Hey, Sam, you got anything in your fridge? I invited a few people over, and I don't want to be rude. I offered them Doritos. Do you have some Doritos?
Ah, you always do this. This isn't the chow line. I'm not running a In-N-Out burger here. Yeah, I got food.
Well, you know me.
You and your appetite. You've always got the munchies.
That reminds me, I got evicted today. Do you mind if I park my van out in your driveway and live out there for a while? I'll be forced to eat some of your food.
Well, if you don't, somebody else will.
That's my Sam.
You practically live here anyway. Half your stuff's already in the spare bedroom.
Oh, you use my sewing machine too. Don't complain.
Speaking of which, I fixed your pants. Here, what do you think?
Ah, you've done it again, Sam. Thank you. Looks wonderful. Wait a minute. These look like little Abner pants. Where did you get all these patches, Sam? I gave you explicit instructions to patch these with like colors, not with handkerchiefs and scarves made from hobo knapsacks. And look, you cut off the bottom, too. There was nothing wrong with the bottom. You made them 3/4 inch.
Oh.
These are little Abner pants, Sam.
I must have confused my Robbie Flax patches with my little Abner patches. Ah, they're just right next to each other.
Now, what are you going to do for the big community play now?
Oh, my God. I guess that means somewhere out there, there's a little Abner with a bunch of Robbie Flax patches on his pants.
Oh, no. All right, I'm going to go get some food.
I'll get that. Hey, Jessica. Yeah. I told you. 2 cups. Yeah. Oh. Hey, Jessica. Hold on. I got somebody on the other line. Yeah. Hold on. Just a sec. Hello? Westwood Cedar Medical Clinic? Yes. This is Sam Hauser. Dr. Hightower? Yes. I remember. Why? No. I'm sitting down. What? I have what? Hold on a second. Hold on a second. Just hold on. Hey, Jessica. Sam. Yeah. Looking forward to that cake. Hey, can I call you back? So 3 months, huh? Call everyone I know. It's transferable. All right. Well, thanks, Dr. Hightower.
Hey, Sam, who was that?
That was the clinic.
The clinic?
Yeah, they just called. I went in for
some tests. They called
about
your routine tests?
Tests, yeah, my routine tests I took.
They came back fine. This is great. Let's go play some touch football. I called Linda and Cindy. They're really excited. We're going to play a game of touch football wherein we have to grab each other's genitals.
I'm glad you called Linda and Cindy. When I need to talk to them.
Sam, what's wrong?
I I've got an incurable venereal disease.
Huh. Well, what is that?
It's a... I don't know. I got it. Yeah, I've got Madagascar fire crotch. I'm gonna die in 3 months, dude. I gotta tell everybody. Everyone I know.
3 months?
Yeah, 3 months. 3 months. You might want to have yourself checked out. I don't know. You've been hanging out with me.
We've been playing all that genital touch football.
Yeah, I need to tell Jessica. Shit.
Stay tuned for more. The best cuts of the music.
Some love in my way. Yeah. Oh, oh, oh.
B38. Does anyone have B38? O39. Is that a I-17? Hold on, everyone. Let me answer the door. Just keep looking at your boards. You can look at the scoreboard, and if you've missed any, you can check that. Keep your chin up, you know. You've got a lot of work to do if you're going to catch up with Hazel. We're having a lot of fun playing bingo, aren't we? Hold on. Let me answer this door. Hey, Sam.
Hey, Robbie. What in the world's... What have you done to my apartment?
Sam, I've been thinking about it. You got all these medical bills. Now, here's the deal. On one hand, we want to pay for your medical treatments to get you back up to speed. But on the other hand, funeral costs have skyrocketed in these tough economic times.
You know, I can't help but think that you're just trying to take advantage of a situation. I told you it was inoperable. Why do you need to raise money? This is just another one of your schemes.
Sam, I'm serious with this. We can make a ton of money off these old people. Look, I've been telling them it's going towards a church charity.
Okay.
And look, Sam, I'm having a hard time with this. And the best way for me to cope with your impending death is to pretend like nothing is happening.
Okay.
You know, I find it easier to resolve the situation if we just pretend like nothing's happening, and then I'll think about it later.
You know I can't say no to you.
Ha ha. You've done it again, Sam.
All right. Well, where are we at?
Hazel's up to 63 points. Now Greta's trailing behind her, right behind her with 58, and everyone else is about at 13. We'll start you off at zero, but here at the next game...
Mabel, I see you got that card behind your back.
Mabel, put that card down.
No.
I'm going to call your grandson. I'm calling him. Dialing the phone. All right, thank you.
Man, it looks like you got the whole gang here.
Now listen, Sam, pretend like you're not going to die in a few months because I didn't tell any of the girls about your illness. I thought it would be embarrassing. I grew up in a very conservative home. And we never talked about VDs or death.
Well, you might want to tell Pamela Laura because, just because. I was kind of supposed to tell a lot of people about this for reasons I can't get into right now.
But Sam, they don't none of these people have to know anything. Look, you told Jessica, you told me, you told the rest of our General Touch football team.
Yeah, Pamela Laura
no
should know.
There's no one else that needs to know this.
She really should know.
That's been touching your genitals.
Yeah. Okay,
Did you tell your dog?
Well, I should have. After that last time, we both sat on the couch and spread peanut butter on our genitalia and had the dogs lick it off. But how else are you supposed to watch Chip and Dale's Rescue Rangers? Hey, I know you're kind of in the middle of a bingo game right now, but I've got dinner, and I was gonna get dinner ready. So do you think you can clear this up fast?
Yeah. Yeah, we can just declare Hazel the winner. Ladies, we're gonna have to cut the game short today. Hazel, I'm gonna go ahead and declare you a winner. I'm going to declare you the winner, but you all will get blankets as a consolation prize. Hazel's the only one that will get the season 2 box set of MacGyver. Now clear out. Get out of here. Get the fuck out of here.
You didn't give away all of my aluminum space foil blankets, did you?
Well, you never used those before.
But you never know. The emergency might arise where two people might need to crawl underneath an emergency space foil NASA blanket.
Sam, let's get real here. I saved enough space foil blankets I saved one. I saved one for me. You're probably not going to need it. You're not going to be here in another few months.
I guess not.
Let's look on the sunny side.
That's true.
Yeah.
There's a lot I don't need. I might as well just start giving my stuff away.
Sam, don't think like that. Look, I got this great plan. I've been thinking about it while we've been playing bingo. You know I'm a multitasker.
You are that. If there's anything they say down at the Taskmasters Union, local number 147, it's that you're a taskmaster.
Thank you. Look, I've been studying these Billy Blank tapes, and I think that we can get a really great workout schedule for you and help you beat this. You know, when you get the fever and you sweat out your sickness, I think that's what you need to do. You need to start exercising, working out your muscles, and working out your sickness.
You think that's what I need, then?
I think that's going to help. The doctors don't know anything.
Yeah, I haven't tried that. So far, I've just tried nothing.
Well, that's not going to do anything. It's going to do nothing.
Something's better than nothing.
That's right.
Let's do it then.
Let's do it. Come on. One, two, three. No, try again.
Water.
Sam, you got this. You don't need any water. Here, drink this soda. Drink this Mountain Dew. You need your energy.
Ah.
Hup, hup, hup. Two, three. Hup, hup, hup.
One, two,
get it.
Four.
You got this. You're doing great, kid. You can't fall down on me now, kid. Don't die on me now, kid.
Don't leave me.
Look, you're going to be all right. Let's start 20 jumping jacks, 20 sets of 20 reps, 20 jumping jacks, 20 times each for 20 minutes.
And three, and four, and one, and two.
That's good. Faster.
And
pick it up. Now slow it down.
And three. And four.
Okay,
and
now pick it up one, midway two, between the two.
And three.
Now down a little
and
bit.
Four. And five. And one. And two. And
okay.
One.
Wonderful.
And two.
Wonderful.
And three. And four. And.
Okay, how do you feel? How do you feel? Feeling a little slinky? Feeling a little live? Feeling a noodle-ish? Hey, that's good, Sam. That's good. Just get it all out.
Is that normal?
Just get it all out. Look, that's all the sickness.
That's death.
See all
right
that
there.
Red?
It smells
that's
like
from
death.
The sickness.
Red is dead.
That's from the sickness.
I don't think exercising was what I needed.
Sam, you got to get over the hump. You got to get over the hump, and then once you, it's like when you're running and your side hurts, you just run through it. You got to exercise through this initial sickness. You're gonna get better. I'm telling you. This is Robbie saying this. All right, you've done great. You've done great today. I'm going to go get you some herbal tea. You hang tight. Here's a wet towel. Here's a dry towel. I'll be back in a second. Sam, I got your tea. I got you a medium-sized wet towel. I didn't know if you wanted a medium or a large-sized wet towel. Sam! Stay tuned for more. The best cuts of music.
you be mine?
Will you be mine?
We'll have to go outside. Baby, please don't go.
Oh, no, no, no.
You know that I love you so. Won't force to die.
Don't force to die.
Make each other feel real fine. Let's get in bed.
Please, please say yes.
There's nothing I'd rather do.
Yeah!
Sam! Snap out of it! Snap out of it!
Michael Malone?
Wake up!
Anne Perrut? Is that you?
Sam, you just passed out.
Goldilocks.
Minute.
What?
I Where feared the worst.
Robbie. Hey, there you are. It's just you.
Here, take these hot towels. Put them under your head.
Wow!
It's okay.
These suckers are hot.
Take the warm towels and put them over your face.
Okay.
Well, now take the hot towels and put them over your face and take the cold towels and put them around your chest.
Okay. Oh.
Well, sorry. Here, take this hot towel and put it around your left wrist. Take the cold towel and put it around your left kneecap. Because that'll centralate the circulars. I'm going to do some Reiki healing. I think you're going to be okay.
This is what you said about shiatsu.
But shh, I got to do... Everyone's... Just let me put my healing hands on you. He raised the roll.
Is this going to be anything like when you put your healing penis on me?
Sam, you promised we wouldn't talk about that anymore. Now just shh. I'm laying my hands on you. This is Reiki. This is original master cleanse, all right?
I'm feeling something, but I don't know if it's curative powers.
Okay, well, if you're feeling a tingling sensation anywhere on your body, then it's you got it. It's good. It's good. Now, how do you feel?
I feel great. I feel cured.
Oh, that's great.
Whatever you did was magic. It must have worked. I feel like I've got at least another 6 weeks left to live.
Okay, well, now we're on the right track.
Hey, let's go get some donuts.
That's a good idea. Hold on, Sam. There's someone at the door.
Hey, Robbie. Hey, Sam.
Fat Albert, what are you doing here? I mean, what are you doing here?
I just came over for some pizza.
Hold on. There's somebody else at the door.
Hey, dudes.
Chris, the neighborhood fat kid, what are you doing here?
I heard you guys got pizza.
Oh, Chris, I don't know if we have...
enough.
What's your mom doing?
Oh, hold on. There's somebody at the door.
Dig, Robert Flack, Slim Housing. What are y'all doing up in here? I ordered some pizza.
HG, it's nice to see you. Not really
HG,
the best
hey.
Time.
Yeah. Did you see the quarantine sign? There's not really enough pizza, from what I can tell.
It's a Tony's pizza. Hold on, there's someone at the door.
Hey, what you doing? Oh, somebody's got some pizza up in there.
Oh, God, this is getting crowded.
Dwayne, it's great to see you there.
Hey,
but
Dwayne.
I wanted some pizza.
Robbie Flack, Sam Hauser.
Oh, Ted, it's...
Hey there.
Sam, it's Ted, our
I got your
accountant.
Taxes done.
Ted, we it's.
I heard there's some pizza though. Can I get some of that pizza?
Well, Ted, it is some really good pizza, but I don't know that we have enough to.
But you know, I did your taxes.
Well, we really, Ted. As you can see, we've already got HG, Fat Albert.
Here's Fat Albert's here. There's wow, everybody's
it's little Chris
here.
From the neighborhood.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've met him.
Sure smells delicious.
Yeah. Well,
oh wait, there's somebody at the door.
Oh. Joe, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing? Got your car fixed, heard you had some pizza. Thought
yeah,
you might
we,
share a slice with old Joe.
Oh, gosh, Joe. Yeah, come on in. I guess you'll have to... We're going to have to cut this pizza into tiny squares or something if we're going to have enough for everybody. Ah, shit, somebody's at the door.
Hey, I heard there was a crowd up here. I brought a whole bunch of pizzas.
Everybody, it's Franklin, our superintendent.
Yeah.
Franklin, you've saved the day.
You saved the day.
Well, after I saw Fat Albert, I knew somebody's going to need some pizzas.
Oh, man, you
got him.
Said it.
Don't forget Chris over there. He's kind of portly.
Man, yeah. Oh, shit, there's somebody at the door.
Sam Hauser.
Who is this? Who are you?
Who's at the door?
I am Death.
Holy crap.
Death, what are you doing here? You're not supposed to be here for another 6 weeks. I'm feeling 6 weeks better after Robbie's Reiki and
exercise.
It's
true, Death.
Regimen.
I've given him a thorough workout.
You're coming with me. It was the pepperoni.
Sam, no, I knew you shouldn't have ordered pepperoni pizzas. You've already taken the bites of pepperoni, haven't you?
Oh, I have.
The pepperonis must have accelerated your death speed.
Oh, God, I didn't realize
oh,
this it.
Is
this
so
is
so terrible.
Old pizza. It was just in the oven.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, Well, I guess this is it for me. Bye, everybody.
Bye, dude.
Bye, Sam.
Bye.
Bye, Sam.
Bye, Sam.
Goodbye, Sam.
And goodbye, Sam. Folks, what you've just seen, while funny, is a true story. Venereal diseases are real, and we all should take it to heart. And make sure you get tested, make sure your friends get tested. But if you're with someone for a long time and they get tested, you don't really have to worry about getting tested. Sam Houser didn't actually die, but he could have.
That would explain why I'm still alive.
You've done it again, Sam.
Remember, folks, there's nothing funny about a bloody or pussy discharge. So go get checked
today!
Have a good night, everybody. You're listening to
the best cuts of music.
Oh, my God. I guess that means somewhere out there, there's a little Abner with a bunch of Robbie Flax patches on his pants.
Oh, no.